It is time for DC Current, presented by LABI. It's time to welcome back 2nd District Congressman Troy Carter. Congressman Carter, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well. How are you, Brian?
I'm doing very well as well. I trust your district is okay after the storm.
Well, everything is holding up. You know, okay. Down in New Orleans, we had pump issues, as seems to be the issue, quite frankly, quite frequently, rather. But so far, so good.
We got a lot of ground to cover. You've been busy, to be sure. However, before we get into anything, you know, too serious, you were the commencement speaker over the weekend at SUNO, Southern University of New Orleans. Walk me through a little bit about giving the commencement address.
Yeah, I was absolutely honored to be chosen to deliver the commencement address for the 320 graduates at Southern University of New Orleans. An incredibly bright crowd of individuals who were getting their master's, undergraduate, and PhDs. Quite an impressive group. Honored to impart some hope and enthusiasm and congratulatory words for their great accomplishment. It was an honor, and I was also honored to be granted a Doctorate of Humane Letters, which I'm very proud of, to now call myself a proud Southern grad. but it's always a great opportunity to speak with individuals who are seeking higher education, attempting to make themselves better, which ultimately makes our world better. So kudos to the graduates of Southern University class of 2024 and all the graduates across our state. Be it high school or college or professional school, education is the key to success and power in a better world.
And that's an important point, Congressman Carter, is that, and there's a difference between being on the ground and speaking to grads, being there, physically there, and seeing, you know, the wide-eyed hope and the promise for tomorrow versus following the news about walkouts at graduations and whatnot, where we, if you're a consumer of news, it's easy to focus on, you know, a couple dozen students at Duke versus the entirety of every class everywhere.
Yeah, and listen, and the significance of people wanting to have peaceful protests, you know, protests were born on college campuses. The key is peaceful. The key is making sure that we air our differences in a way that's respectful and hopefully leads to a better understanding of each other. And I'd much rather focus, as you said, and I agree with you totally, focus on the positive side, the good side of those who are who have completed their education, who are going on to the next level of rather it's further education or into the work field, and being a part of the solution right. of finding ways to have world peace, to have a better understanding of our differences, be it in the Middle East or in our own backyards. Surely there are differences that we all have, and some are very spirited. But if we're going to continue to share this world, we have to do it in a way that's respectful, that we have meaningful compromise, that we share ideas and views, and then move on from there, because none of us have a patent on being right, and none of us have a patent on being any better than anyone else.
We've got Congressman Troy Carter with us. This is DC Current presented by LABI. Well said, Congressman Carter, in this graduation season. All right, let's pivot over a little bit. It's not just graduation season. It's also crawfish season. We saw some big news come down this week.
Yeah, on Friday, the USDA granted emergency assistance to the Louisiana crawfish aquaculture industry through the Emergency Livestock Assistance Program, otherwise known as ELAP. Mm-hmm. You may recall that late February, Congressman Graves and I sent a letter to USDA and SBA urging them to aid crawfish aquaculture industry, you know, because of the devastation that we see in extreme weather conditions and droughts that have caused our little mud bugs to not come out and produce like they normally do. Well, this is more than just a tasty morsel. It's more than just something we enjoy doing these months. It's a business. It's an economy. It's the way that our farmers make a living. And so through these actions, Grants are now available in addition to EIDL loans for producers, restaurant owners, boilers. This is a huge win for the economy of Louisiana, the culinary taste buds of our citizens, but also the significance of those farmers and producers who make a living providing these resources to us. We often only think about ourselves. We go to the grocery store, we go to the boiler, to the restaurant, and we order our favorite dish. But these things come from somewhere. There's somebody that's producing them, that's farming them, that's preparing them, and there are costs associated with it. And they do it to feed their families. And when hardships arise, we have to step up. And that's what we did. We heard the cries of the industry people, the farmers, the fishermen, the restaurant boilers and wholesalers, and we stepped up. And I'm proud to say it was done in a very bipartisan way. Stepping and working together with the help of the governor and signing a declaration of emergency, we were able to get the EIDL loans, which is the partner to the ELAP loans, or the ELAP relief, which is grants that will, again, give a lifeline to farmers who otherwise would be struggling tremendously to provide for their families and also provide crawfish to the backyard boils and cookouts that we all enjoy this time of year.
One of the things that we're fortunate enough to have here on Talk 107.3 FM every month, Ag Commissioner Dr. Mike Strain joins us. So we get to learn a lot about the science of the farming for the crawfish. And yeah, it's not just like fishermen where you go out, you catch what you catch and you sell your wares. With crawfish farming, you could look at it and say, well, they experienced the drought last year. They survived it. They move on. But there's factors that we don't get to see every day, Congressman Carter, like reseeding, that adds an element to the equation that makes these dollars that much more important.
That's exactly right, because it's not like just angling. You're not just throwing a line in the water and pulling out what's swimming by. You have to prepare your crop, right, just like you do with rice or soy or sugarcane. That's why this was so critically important, because it's not just this year's crop that we're concerned about. It's next year's crop.
Right.
We prepare to survive this one, and we'll prepare to have a harvest for next one.
We got Congressman Troy Carter with us for a couple more minutes. And, yeah, making sure it's weird to call them, because they're not fishermen, but you think of them like fishermen. And they're not exactly farmers, but they do a lot of the same thing farmers do. They need, like, their own classification of who they are.
Well, they're kind of fishermen farmers.
Right.
To be very fair with you, because they have elements of both. So they're a bit of a hybrid, and equally as important as both, because crawfish, obviously, think of a dish in Louisiana or across the country, quite frankly, where you go places, and certainly particularly here, but in restaurants across the country, somebody's emulating Louisiana cuisine. Yeah. And they talk about crawfish. We got Chinese crawfish, you got crawfish all over, but nothing in the world beats a good Louisiana crawfish.
Nope.
But when you talk about crawfish, think about going into your average restaurant and imagine if there were no crawfish dishes, no etouffee, no boiled crawfish, no stuffed merluton. I mean, think about all of the elements of what this crawfish does for our palates, yes,
yeah,
but for our economy. And the emphasis that we have on making sure that we respect and protect our fishermen farmers because of the incredible job that they do in bringing these to our tables.
We got 30 seconds left with Congressman Troy Carter. Bullet pointed for me, what you working on this week?
This week we head back and we have an FAA bill that we had a temporary passage on, and you know how important the FAA is.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully we will be able to advance and move it to a more sense of permanency. We introduced last week the Artificial Intelligence Task Force, AI, which is a new bill that myself and Ranking Member Benny Thompson of Homeland Security introduced, which will give us an opportunity to really get our hands around the parameters of artificial intelligence. We see its depth. We see where it's going. We see what it means. And we need to find out how to guard ourselves against misuse and abuse.
He is Congressman Troy Carter. I look forward to hearing more about that next time we visit next week. In the meanwhile, I always appreciate the time, sir. We'll talk to you Tuesday.
Likewise, my friend. Have a fantastic week.
You do the same.